Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God.
What's your recovery plan in 2017, post-2016? There's been a lot of discussion online about what an interesting and perhaps rough year 2016 was in many ways, and I think many of us in the church feel this. In particular, we think about the recent presidential election, and we recognize that it was a polarizing election, and that many folks on all different sides are in some senses healing and recovering and hopefully returning to friendships that may have been stretched and tested. Many of us know all about the hot take on Facebook or social media and the kind of long-ranging implications that can have for real Christian fellowship. Here are some things that I'm thinking through as we enter 2017 and very much turn the page, we already have, on 2016. These are some scattered thoughts that perhaps can help us to reset after a somewhat divisive and difficult 2016. I think we should remember first that a sense of humor is a terrible thing to waste. We can get caught up in the crises and the trials of the day, the headlines that dominate our web pages. We've got to recognize as believers that we fundamentally do have a serious orientation to this world. In fact, we are about deadly serious business as believers. We have a gospel to promote. We have a great commission to fulfill. We have churches to be part of and serve and love. We have unbelieving neighbors and friends and family members who need to hear about Jesus. The life of every Christian is shot through with gospel purpose. You don't need to be leading a church. You don't need to be far away stationed as a missionary somewhere for this to be true of you. You simply need to be claimed by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to know that your life is about making Christ known. That really is the purpose of every Christian. We're a kingdom of priests in the name of Jesus Christ. We have to know, though, that God has not only given us a mind and a heart to know Him and savor Him and love Him, He's also given us, interestingly, in His infinite wisdom, a sense of humor, the ability to laugh, the ability, I think, in particular, to not take ourselves so seriously. I think this is a particular challenge for those who are engaged online. You can listen to the sound of your voice and end up thinking that you are, in some sense, the pundit that everybody really needs. You know, you, through this tweet storm, you, through this blog, this Facebook hot take, as mentioned previously, you're going to set things right in the world. And this is what people need in their life. We should be, as I say, deadly serious about ultimate reality, about the things that matter most. We should enter the fray, and I think we should enter it on a daily basis. But we should also be a people who don't take ourselves so seriously that we believe our own press, however minimal it is for most of us. A sense of humor, as I say, is a terrible thing to waste. Be able, cultivate being able to laugh at yourself a little bit, to poke fun at yourself. When you get something wrong, you can admit it. Think about the great Christian theologian Augustine, who wrote an entire book entitled, in English, Retractions. This is just about the most consequential theologian of the Christian church in its history, outside of biblical authors. And he wrote an entire book about his mistakes, his errors. Some of us will need multiple volumes for this task, but what we've got to recognize is that Augustine set us a good example there. It's okay to admit that you're wrong. It's okay if we do something that's a little too strong to apologize for it. We want to cultivate these virtues, and many of us can recognize that this is a good practice for us to think about afresh following 2016. We also need to remember that as believers, we don't live fundamentally in a state of paranoia. I think that this is a kind of mass epidemic that has taken hold of many of the host bodies of American public life, the American citizenry. In other words, a lot of us are falling prey to the view on a daily, even minute-by-minute basis, that current events splashing across our screen are surely tanking all of Western civilization at this very minute. And again, if we do not respond in a state of paranoia, everything is going to crumble. Believers, hear me very clearly, do not live in a paranoid state. We, of course, are very serious about the task at hand, and we recognize that sin is real, that every human being is depraved, and that this fallen world is cursed. And so there is great reason for being very sober about the state of this world, for being sad about sin, for hating the evil that crops up all over this fallen sphere. But with that said, and there's a balancing act here, I admit, we need to recognize that God is a greater reality for us than sin and evil and death and hell. Jesus Christ, think about the Gospels, when he was on earth, was about his Father's business, and he had a fundamentally God-centered perspective on things, and he recognized, and he came to announce that the kingdom of God was present in him, and he came to undo the works of darkness. Our God is sovereign and awesome and rules over everything. We do not fundamentally live then as if there is no God. We are tempted to do so, and sometimes we all make good on this reality. You think about the daily anxiety that many of us feel over different matters in our life, and you recognize that when you fall prey to anxiety, you're not simply living out your ordinary humanity. You're sinning against God. I'm sinning against God when I grow anxious. I'm not living, in other words, as if God really and truly is sovereign, but not just sovereign in a larger universal sense, as if God is providentially ruling the cosmos, which he is at every minute. So believers want to be an anti-paranoid culture in a fallen world. All around us, in every different belief system, people fall prey to paranoia. We take the world seriously. We weep over fallenness, but we recognize most fundamentally that we trust a great God who is advancing the gospel of grace over every corner of the world. And that, my friends, kills anxiety and paranoia. I think we should all enjoy life. You know, maybe you need to go out for a run. Maybe you need to drink some delicious coffee. As I said earlier, maybe you need to laugh at yourself a little bit. Perhaps in 2017, whether you draw this up in a list of resolutions or not, you can enjoy life. You can enjoy the God-made, God-given life that is yours. Think about what it would mean for you to, on a daily basis, you're not going to live this out perfectly, but on a daily basis, by the power and strength of the Spirit in you, exhibit a real joy. There are going to be tough moments for every one of us, moments when it is hard to find happiness and contentment. But if we know our God and if we return to him regularly, if we are close to him through reading of his word and prayer and the fellowship of the local church, I think we are well positioned to navigate those trials and storms of life. And again, as I say, to enjoy the existence God has given us. A sense of humor is a terrible thing to waste, we can say, but a good God-given life is also a terrible thing to waste. Let's be about bigger things in 2017.
Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.